Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With Paul Tolkinson and Rob Deering.
Good morning.
Good morning, running commentary. First sort of properish run, post-marathon-y, really, isn't it? After last week's sort of 2 mile loosener.
Yeah, we were saying we might run about 5 miles. We might run a little bit longer, but you know, it's a proper run. And in terms of talking, I was thinking we got to talk, try and move on from the marathon. But it still colours my
it's
thoughts.
It's hard to move on.
It's hard to move on.
It's really hard to let it go. What did you do? All right, mate. Thank you. What did you do last week? What was your training last week?
I did that little run we did on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And then I ran, I think about five. Just a normal run on Thursday.
Right.
Felt good. And that was it.
Right.
But also, I planked every day, 1 minute.
Planking.
And
got to be planking.
This week, I brought back all the other exercises.
All right, okay.
So the plank is up to a minute and a half.
Yeah.
I've been doing some... let's cross the road.
Always be planking.
Oh, beautiful blossom. Oh, Paul's crossing the road. I get a picture of this incredible blossom. Look at that. Newington Green. So that's the beautiful blossom in Newington Green. We're going to go Newington Green, Highbury Field, Finsbury Park.
It's just going to be a few parks.
It's the London Green Spaces.
Yes, yeah.
I've brought back the exercises.
Which is, I think, a good idea, isn't it?
Well, do you know, I realised one of the great things about that marathon for me is that I've always felt a bit guilty and vain about adding exercises to my run. The run's the thing. But I found what I always thought was probably true, but I now kind of believe, is that I would have been fitter.
If you'd done the exercise.
If I'd been doing the exercise, which in turn I couldn't do because I was injured, so it's all right.
I think as you get
older, it's nice to know in my heart of hearts that the exercises are a good idea. Let's run down the middle of the road.
I think as you get on in years, I think the exercises are more important.
I agree.
I think you need to stretch.
What's this van coming down the road? It's going to Sunnyside. Sunnyside.
You need to stretch and plank and all sorts. That's more and more, you know.
And it's all about core, isn't it? Since I started exercising, I feel it all sort of under my ribs and that.
Starts to get a bit more solid. I just did a few 2 mile runs last week in a swim.
Who's there for you?
Just three.
Three.
I did three, but I feel I don't feel completely recovered for the marathon, but I feel starting to want to run a bit further.
Yeah, I feel good. It's that kind of a surfacial thing. I feel fit and normal and like I want to run. But there's various things like that big patch of completely numb thigh.
Right.
Is now more of a burning pain.
I know what you're saying, yeah. It's sort of the pain leaves. I felt like someone had taken a hammer to my calf last week.
Yeah, yeah.
Just repeatedly smashing it.
Like that horrible time up at the farm.
Yeah, yeah. When they took me for days.
So the other thing, of course, that can exacerbate leg pain, particularly in the right leg, which is where...
I was driving,
and on Friday and Saturday, I drove over 1,000 miles.
Wow.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
That's... Where was that journey?
I had a gig in Edinburgh on Friday night.
Yeah.
Drove all day, got to Edinburgh at 5:15.
Such a long drive, isn't it?
I was on stage for about 10 minutes.
Yeah. Didn't go well.
2:15 was great. Yeah. There was loads of people as well, so it's worthwhile. It's just so compressed.
So was it a big gig or was it a corporate? What was that?
It was a big gig. It was 4th One Entertains.
Right.
I was on with Scouting for Girls.
Oh, okay. So it's a big old gig.
Yeah. Which means, you know, if you can be in Edinburgh for 3 hours and while you're there entertain a couple of thousand people, that's nice.
That's really nice.
But it's still kind of crazy. Got back in the car and drove down to T-Bay Services.
Yeah.
Slept there. Got up and drove down
to... Oh, the life of the minstrel.
Yes.
I'll sleep at T-Bay.
The great thing about me is I'll melt in your mouth, not in your head. Ooh, what's that salmon now? Hey, dog. Just a minute there, I thought that dog with the ball in its mouth was alone.
Yeah, I just took myself out for a walk today. So T-Bay, you did T-Bay and then...
On to Machunkleth, the comedy festival.
Oh, yeah.
Had to be there early on Saturday to do a radio show.
Bit of publicity.
So like an hour's radio at 11. Then I did my solo show at 5. And then my show beat this at 9:30. And then I drove home.
You're such a worker.
Yeah, so I think in terms of getting back into it after the marathon, that all counts, doesn't it? Despite not being specifically.
But you have to
exercise
if you can. You always want to get home though, don't you, as well?
Always, yeah.
Despite the fact that you could probably stay at the services if you wanted to.
Yeah, well, that night I thought that because Machunkleth is so far away.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I'll drive. And I'll
Where's this gig again? You rushed the title, but it's
Machunkleth.
Wales.
In mid Wales.
Right.
They have this great. It's funny because it's like a secret comedy festival, except now it's been going a little while. It's huge.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the Edinburgh Festival, and it doubles the town, except instead of being a city, it's a little town, you know.
But it's meant to be not. Comics like it because there's no critics and stuff.
That's right.
It's a nice quick one.
And you can feel that because the audiences are really engaged. They're all. They're all comedy fans.
Yeah.
And they know what they're doing. But there isn't that kind of. What do I think of this cynicism of arts festivals?
Well, that'll last a couple of years.
Yeah. Well, I think they curate it very carefully. Plus, the fact that it's in Middle Earth really helps.
It's really hard to get to.
It's so not like real life.
Yeah.
And there's no Wi-Fi.
It sounds great.
Which it does sound great, except, you know what? I couldn't handle my own Wi-Fi. I wasn't on Facebook or Twitter all day on Saturday.
What did you do?
And by the end of the day, I was like, and just share. Got to share something.
Just shouting at strangers.
I went for what seemed like a really kind of, you know, Dylan Thomas-esque stroll up a hill.
Yeah.
But if I'm honest...
You're looking for a signal.
I was trying to get some 4G. I went all the way up there. Could see all the mountains of Wales. It was like a Rupert Bear annual frontispiece.
Rage, and dying
GPRS,
the signal.
GPRS! Shut up! So yeah, it's nice to share. Nice to share. I need to share. Nice to share with you. Share.
It's very addictive, the old Facebook thing. Oh. It's nice. The old running commentary thing's kicking off a lot on Facebook, which is nice, isn't it?
Well, the marathon
people
was
with their post-marathon
that,
stories. And
yeah. Well, it's nice, I think, for all of us. Anyone who did the marathon and anyone who we know through running commentaries. Like you say, we want to hold on to it, you know. The world's forgotten. The world's not talking about London now, talking about Leicester.
It is like coming down off some rave, isn't it, when you're a kid, you used to go raving.
It makes me feel
sorry. Like leaving you. It's
I should imagine you're fitting the same way if you ran Manchester 3 weeks ago or Brighton 2 weeks ago. You must still be working it through, but the world's moved on.
You are actually advised to do that, aren't you, before you start training for the next one. Process the race. What happened, what went right, what went wrong. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
just have a little think about it.
Well, conversely,
before you launch into Berlin or whatever it is.
That's why it's an addiction, isn't it? And I think that's part of running for 3 hours, is that you know, you're doing it thinking, well, I know what I'm going to do next time before you've even finished.
Yeah.
What are you going to do next time?
Well, I'm going to spend this summer getting faster.
I have to say, but you, I think in a way,
over short distance.
It's easier for me to do the debrief because I've got lots to improve on. But I'm kind of pleasing myself too, so I'm not like, oh, forget it.
Yeah.
Whereas you had a really good one.
No, I really enjoyed it.
You're just going to be tinkering.
The main thing for me is that...
We're into Highbury Field now, sorry, which is a bit gorgeous. Yeah.
Venue of many a park run.
Yeah, this is
a quick old course as well.
Yeah.
For anyone in North London wanting to spin round Well, this is where I'm going to be coming a lot to try and... I want to shave my 5k part run down.
I think you mentioned...
By a lot.
Yeah, I think you want it at 19, don't you?
Yeah, if possible underneath it, but I know that could be difficult.
Yeah.
But the main thing is I didn't really feel I hit the wall that much this year, which was an amazing feeling.
No, you were steady.
So I just want to run more. I just didn't run enough.
Yeah.
It's awoken me to the idea of eating 3 hours.
Some girls want to run into us. Excuse us, sorry everyone.
They think we're really weird, those girls.
Yeah, one of them did try and order a Happy Meal. Well, you're there, love. Yeah. Yeah.
So you always come away with something, don't you? My average mileage was only 31 miles a week when I actually looked at what I'd done.
If you're doing Catch the 5K, I'd like to apologise for Paul's only just then.
No, but it's all relative. It's relative for people who want to run fast marathons.
Absolutely.
So there's obviously more to be had if I can be bothered, you know?
Yeah, yeah. No, I totally agree. I was rationalising away the miles, but I need them. Let's go right across the field here. It's nice.
You feel the miles. Later on, you feel them.
That's right.
When you hit 18, 19, you think, I've either got miles in my legs or I haven't.
Let you get slightly ahead of me. Look at that. Here he is running through Highbury Field. It's like Forrest Gump. I'm getting after him. He doesn't always wave his arms like that. That was specially for you.
But the main thing is, it's just absolute... Just the day is such a laugh. It's such
really
an adventure,
special,
isn't it? For everyone, it's
well,
amazing.
As discussed, I think I've really fought that down years. You know, I think I really have to admit to myself more than ever what a big and unique deal London is.
Yeah.
You know, because there's other marathons and they're great. I'd love to do Brighton. I get that Berlin is good.
Yeah.
But it's a different offer. There's something so British, so London, so big and small all at once about the London Marathon. It's great.
I mean, to my shame or idiocy, whatever, I've always done London.
Yep.
So I've got nothing to compare it to, but I wonder if I'd suffer if the noise wasn't there.
Yep.
Because the noise really helps.
Well, it's always good as well.
Once you get round it, once you get your head around it.
Yeah. But you should do one somewhere else just to get the comparison.
I'm going to, yeah.
Even if you go, oh, I see London is better, it would still be worth doing.
Yeah.
You know. And I love Yorkshire, which is my next pace marathon. That's a really good timing for me because it's in 6 months, so you know, I'm in training for that now. The training's begun.
You don't want to do too much miles for a few weeks though. You don't
want
to. So what have you? I want to get faster and then build up again from a quicker, fitter base.
Just a minute there, I'd like it if you'd fallen through that metal door into the swimming pool below. Come on. You want to get faster.
I want to get faster and then I can start training for the next marathon from a fitter, faster, sort of different base, you know.
Yeah. I think it's interesting, this thing that we do, which is quite advanced, but it totally makes sense. And we were trying to do this winter, but we got messed up with. We're just kind of training for the training.
Get fitter before the training.
Get to a fit base
level.
Yeah. And then train for a marathon. I think that's valid.
I think it is.
I think it's quite old school.
How fast you want to do it. Yeah.
It's quite James Bond. You know, James Bond used to do that. He's obviously fit anyway. They were talking about James Bond in the books now.
Yeah.
Which, if you're good at ignoring racism, a lot of those books are a lot of fun.
The old Bond film.
Yeah, the books. And if he's got to do something, like when he's got to swim out to an island, or he'll train for it, you know?
Right.
In the films, he's good to go.
Yeah.
In the books, he's fit anyway. But when it's time for a feat of strength, he puts the time in, you know. He spends a week.
He's planking.
Exactly. He doesn't plank. There's old-fashioned things like get sunburnt and runs up and down the beach and then drinks loads of booze.
Lifts rocks and stuff.
Yeah.
But if you go from, like, 15, 20 miles a week to 45 miles a week too quick, you're going to get little injuries and colds, and that's what happened. So
no, completely.
It'd be nice to start from a base of, like, 25, 30 miles a week.
We want to build our strength, don't we?
Yeah.
But just a moment to say how gorgeous it is today.
Yeah.
It's just a fantastic day. This May has started with a real bump.
We've had snow, we've had rain, we've had hail, we've had everything, haven't we?
Yeah.
And yet now it looks like it might be...
Oh, it'd be good if it just stayed like this for a little while.
So go on then, what's
Rob's
next
stage? You know, one of the nice things is I feel like doing this They're definitely moving forward. I feel more. Let me see what I'm trying to say. You get older all the time, right?
Yeah. But generally, you can't stop time, mate.
No, can't stop time. But we're moving forward, and I feel like I'm getting a better relationship with the running all the time.
Right.
But the other, so there's some things I can draw from that. But on the other hand, I was accidentally really fit a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
So my main thing is looking back at that and trying to rebuild that. And then as we go forward and do things like faster 5Ks and 10Ks and maybe mile reps and hill runs, I'd also want to be mixing that in with working out what I did before and doing that.
Yeah.
Which is hill running, lots and lots of running at a steady pace.
Steady, quickish pace.
And bringing back the exercises, which I can say I never before had completely believed that I wasn't just doing that so I could attempt to look like a superhero.
Which seems to be a bit of a theme in your life.
Well,
the kind of daring a superhero.
I don't know what you're talking about. says the man in the Superman t-shirt.
Dressed in lycra and a Superman t-shirt.
I'm just trying to take ownership of a slightly preposterous body shape. That's all that's happening there. Superman t-shirt. Can I take a picture of myself in a Superman t-shirt whilst running? Yeah, because I'm a hero. And I can also get the disapproval of Paul. By the way, if you listen and you don't see these pictures, you should either go to the Facebook page, which is where they all are, or listen to Acos, and they come up when we took them. Bit of advertising there.
But it's kind of, the whole thing has reawakened my love stroke /open brackets.
Love of grammar.
Commitment to running. I've just got more into running.
Yeah, no, I see that.
Just sort of like, I just feel like doing shorter races, getting quicker, maybe even a bit of cross country in the autumn. I might join a club, you know, feel like that, you know.
Well, it seems so natural, you know, it's inspiration. I'm chasing after you now. And yeah, I have to remind myself that, like a year ago, you were like, yeah, we could go for a run. I might do the marathon, you know.
Yeah, totally. You're the one who dragged me back in, mate.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Which is great.
Yeah, good. We're running down a pretty little street in Highbury towards a fairly ridiculously small alley. I think we're going to get wedged into
it. Always trying to drag me down an alley.
It's like the one in
the middle of the day.
It's like the one in Mombasa in Inception with Leonardo DiCaprio, which in turn always reminds you of the one Roy Castle was stuck in the Tartars of Record Breakers with the Fat Black.
Which in turn I might.
This is such a narrow alley. Quite a bit like being in Italy coming down here today. It's incredible.
Ciao, Supermano! Supermano, che tira!
You know, I am basically, even at my fittest, I'm shaped like a carrot standing on its end. And there is a bit of a superhero thing in the culture now. I like a bit of iconography. I like to play into the man-child thing. So.
Surely that's got to be your costume for the Madoc.
Well, no, but isn't it Tales and Myths?
Yeah, Superman's a tale, isn't it?
No, I'm saving Superman for
you're suggesting it's non-fiction?
What I want to do is next time I go to a non-running Fancy Dress party, I'm going to dress in really dark, dim Superman colours.
Right.
And then people say, oh, you're Henry Cavill, a Superman, the Man of Steel. And I say, no, I am Christopher Reeve. As evil Superman from Superman 3.
Or maybe go in a wheelchair as Christopher Reeve.
Well, let's not go there.
No.
And then when they look for evidence, I'll point to my pants. Because Christopher had the red ones. Henry's just blue all over. But you can't have that. You know, we were watching my son's watching all the Captain Americas again, ready for the new one.
Yeah.
You can't have that superhero body shape. Even those actors only have it for like that 10 minutes when they're filming that scene.
Well, that kind of pumped up kind of.
Yeah, like
big chested.
Like you're smuggling a bunch of balloons under your t-shirt. Yeah. And also, when you see it on someone in real life, it doesn't look good. You kind of think, oh, okay.
He looks weird.
Yeah. You've been drinking the shakes. You've been down the gym. It's a bit like wearing a shirt with an overly aggressive pattern. You start looking at the. You're not looking at the whole picture.
It's definitely not great runner shape, is it?
No. But again, that's something I've learnt over time. Even this winter, I think I was really looking just to be as light as possible for the marathon.
Yeah.
And we talked about it before, how my strength as an athlete, for want of a less word, it's very much a kind of tankish.
There's a bit of upper body in it, isn't there?
Yeah, it's my body. Yeah. I'm like a box that knows how to move along. And I took that completely out of the training and I missed it.
Yeah.
That's where the minutes went between last year and this year.
Yeah.
So that's all coming back.
Yeah, I'm going to start a bit of that stuff.
But then the absolute converse of that, I mean, it's totally natural for me to look at where the fitness was missing and why I did this marathon quite slow for me. But I also psychologically was really pleased with how it went.
Because you put everything into it.
But yeah. I ran a 25th mile in 7 minutes 20 seconds.
Yeah.
And I can remember that, and that was...
That's hard work.
Oh, yeah, and it was just like, it was pure, what's the word, bullheadedness, really.
Guts, bloody mindedness.
Yeah. So, that's fantastic. It, need more of that. I mean, if I could do that all 26 miles, I wouldn't need to be fit at all.
Yeah.
That's the Eddie's hard way.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm going out there.
And also there may be a bit of a realisation that we are just like everyone else. We might need to think about gels or pastels or something.
Yeah.
Because I got something out of these block things I took.
Yeah, that was another thing, was that. That was when I knew I was tired. Because the little voice in my head was saying, be clean, be vegan.
Yeah.
And the other voice in my head said, have a gel or you're going to fall down.
Yeah.
We're now going into
you're
the...
You're dizzy. You're lightheaded. You're going to fall over.
Next green space is Gillespie Road Eco Park, which is just brilliant. It's kind of snuck in between the new and old.
I remember having a really nice party for the kids here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they do kids' parties and stuff.
It's beautiful, isn't it? Yeah. There's all like ponds and outside little stiles, and it's really squeezed into North, you know, to the railway and Finsbury Park and various not outsidey spaces at all. But look at that. It's like being
beautiful.
In the Chilterns or something. And there's a little cheeky path that goes along by the railway to Finsbury Park.
So our next race is the Crouch N10K, isn't it?
Crouch N10K. That's a week on Sunday.
It's a bit quick after the marathon, actually.
Yeah.
But it's all right, but it's a little bit. We could have done with another week.
Yeah, but it'll be good to... Just don't expect too much of it. You know, do what you can and see what happens.
Yeah.
Because then you might surprise yourself.
Yeah.
And if not, there'll be another one.
But it's also the case of, like... You know, it's all... Running's all process, Rob, and every run leads to another.
That's right.
And what running the marathon...
It's like the magician's handkerchief, you know, you pull one coloured handkerchief...
And then there's another one.
...out of your bottom, and it just, they
there's
just keep
run.
Coming.
There's another run.
That was a very weird magician, I saw.
But running the marathon has made us very fit.
That's right.
As well, obviously, once you've recovered, it's a bigger, long run, isn't it?
Yeah. That's right.
So if you can rest and then just come again, you will be... Well, that's a great thing. You feel the fitness.
Going back to what you just said about only doing London, you want to do another marathon purely because London's a whole year away.
Yeah. I know, but I can't... Because of the autumn, because of gigging in Australia...
Well, you have to hook up with Mickey D and run 100 miles in the heat.
Yeah, that'd be great, mate.
That's the train coming in from Scotland,
not Mickey D.
Yeah, it sounded like Mickey D running past.
But no, the idea is to do loads of 5Ks in the summer.
Yep.
And then just move up through the 10Ks, 10 miles, half marathons before Christmas.
I've spotted...
Just trying to do it really fast.
I spotted a mythical Saturday when I'm in Manchester.
Yeah.
I'm going to get down and do that South Manchester park run.
Yeah.
Where I got my PB before.
Yeah.
So that's one to train for. It's the beginning of July.
Yeah, that'll be a good one.
So if you can get to Manchester that weekend...
That'll be amazing, yeah.
We can... I really like that run.
Is that one to set a world record, is it?
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, I think those people in that park should be paying for the use of the park.
Now that... Yeah, of course. Even if they're not running. Yeah. For wearing it down.
Yeah.
Now that Leicester City have won the Premiership, anything's possible.
Yeah.
For that, anyone, ever.
It's a very big, very exciting news story. And it's going to wear thin pretty quick, isn't it?
What, the Leicester?
Yeah,
sort of. Once it's like Big Brother, isn't it, the football season? Once it's over, you wonder why you spent so much time watching it.
Yeah.
But it's been... It's just been amazing.
Yeah, it's an incredible
just the effort they're putting and stuff. But what it means is that we can beat the world record.
Yeah.
That's what it means.
Yeah.
You have to extrapolate
well,
from it.
Leicester winning the league is a little bit like me winning the marathon, isn't it? Really, it's quite a left field result.
5,000 to one shot.
I'm really glad I put that bet on.
Yeah, I'll have a tenner on Deering, please. Deering Tonkinson 1 and 2.
I'll have a Yankee. Deering Tonkinson 1 and 2 in the marathon. Leicester win the league.
Yeah.
And
there was something like Bono becoming Pope. There's more chance of that than Leicester winning the league or something.
Yeah, that's right. Piers Morgan, no, was something much more likely. Anyway, bookies have lost a lot of money. So that's good news for them.
They'll never put odds that high again, will they, the bookies?
You know.
They've learnt that one.
So, yeah, Leicester this year, you'll be lucky. 3-1.
Yeah.
Now, we do...
This
is nice.
We
have to work on a little bit of urban.
This is really nice. Take a photo of this, just for contrast.
Yeah, absolutely. This is Swindsey Park Interchange. And I'm so interchanged that I'd like them to change all this.
Outside the Arsenal.
That's it. But we just have to go across it, and then we're back in the park. So it works quite well. If you are in North London, that little sneaky path, if you come at the Arsenal shop and turn right, there's a little flight of steps over the road, and it gets you into a bit of secret nature. Check it out. Meanwhile,
this is Finsbury Park Station.
Yeah.
Some more routes into town.
Yeah.
Turn left, you find yourself up in Crouch End.
That's right.
It's like Hollywood up there.
Talking of Hollywood, in McCunkliffe, they have they put a McCunkliffe sign up on the mountain. Yeah, it's great. In big white letters. Capital letters like Hollywood. We needed that red light. We should have just pushed that lady out of the way.
We're through.
And we're back in the park. We're back in the green.
Nice. And that's London, isn't it?
Yep.
The urban, the suburban, the country.
Which in a way is like an allegory for all the different runners.
Yes.
Talking of different runners, I kind of don't want to spend too long on this. Because they want to give it the breath of publicity, but I was getting in touch online saying, what do we think of the person who cheated in the marathon?
Oh, yeah, I saw that, the girl from Towie.
Yeah, that's right. So she basically got to the bit where you run in the opposite direction.
She nipped over.
Yeah, she got to 13 miles, and jumped under the fence to cut through to 22 miles, which, you know, physically is easy. But psychologically, I just feel sorry. I think you've missed the point there.
She's completely misunderstood what the whole thing's about, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Not least because, you know, even in terms of the unscrupulous nature of a cheat, you're going to get found out.
Well,
they got throwing chips.
It shows cluelessness on every level,
doesn't
it?
Yes, absolutely.
She had no idea that what the chip in her... on her foot was doing.
Yep.
Do you have an idea what the point is of actually running a marathon, which is to run or walk it, but do the distance along with everyone else?
Yeah. Just prove something to yourself
more
than anyone else.
Bless her. But, you know, she's been shamed. Embarrassing, isn't it?
I think it ties in with celebrity, doesn't it? Because when it comes down to it, the London Marathon, is a total leveller.
Yeah.
Even within, you know, the athletics of it, there's no real difference between the old guy who runs it slow but is incredibly fit for someone in their 80s to the person who wins it and gets a course record.
Yeah.
They're still basically doing the same task, running the same race on the day.
You've got to do it.
Let's go straight across this meadow.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous. It's a Swindsey Park now. Daisies on the ground. It's a bit... You've waited so long for this. When you went to end, Paul.
But you
waited so long.
We've run through it, haven't we?
Yeah, that's right.
But you worry about her sort of mental health, don't you?
Yeah.
You do that.
Well, I think it's the...
And then take photos afterwards or whatever.
Yeah, that's right. And take all the congratulations. I don't think that photo was coming out. Sorry. She's been confused by celebrity.
Yeah.
It's like you got away from the marathon and you got to the point where you think, so-and-so famous person did it, you know.
Yeah.
Catherine Jenkins did it, so I'll do it because she's famous and I'm famous.
Yeah.
It's like, that's not how it works.
But then you've got to see, it's quite funny, I mean, like, the celebs do take it seriously, don't they?
Oh, quite right.
There's a lot of...
Well, conversely, that's the way to do it, isn't it?
If you're going to do it.
Yeah.
They know how hard you've got to train.
Although, having said that, what a wonderful thing that they've got, the celebs, is...
Good trainers.
Well, yeah, but also, it means they tap into that great balancing act that I always thought it was just me, which is where... across the road, which is where you train, think about how fast you're going, think about how far you're going, but you look away from it, you try and pretend that you're not thinking about it at all.
Right.
You know?
When? What do you mean? I don't understand.
Well, it's just when the moment comes, you don't kind of stare down the lens of the athletics of it. You just kind of go, yeah, I'm just running it. Just running it. It's fine. You know? I asked one person just before the race who ran really fast and got a PB.
Yeah.
I said, how fast are you going to do it? She's like, don't know. And I was like, I don't really believe you, but I like your mindset. And your Dane Kelly, you stayed slightly ahead of.
Yeah.
Her trainer said... She probably could do it in 3:15, but she's going to take it easy and run it 3:20. So that's how they did it. They basically did a little bit of mild deluding to whatever point and then go, okay, let's go for this.
No, but it's just lying. To me, that's just dishonesty.
But I think
they both knew what they were going for.
But I think, yeah, right, I agree, but I think that deluding yourself about it is healthy. I think that your lucky stroke... Well, I think you should recognise that you have a very clear and direct relationship with your running.
Right.
That you can look at your watch and work out how fast your kilometres have been.
Yeah.
Without changing your mindset, you know. If I start thinking too hard about numbers, it's going to spoil the run for me.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I understand that. It is a feeling that you're monitoring. You're monitoring how you're feeling constantly, aren't you? There's no point. It's like I knew I couldn't do 6:52s. Without really hurting myself, so I did back off.
Yeah, and I couldn't
to
do
7-minute miles.
I couldn't do the B52s because they sing really loud.
It's too high.
It's as big as a wheel and it's about to set. So you see your lungs get really tired.
So you've got to come down.
So no B52s on the marathon.
But say Dane Kelly Holmes had done. I remember chatting to a pacer before. Which is nice to have your own individual pacer.
Yeah.
But if you're going to have one, you might as well give one to the dame. I mean, she deserves it. And she'd done 22 miles in training at 3:15 pace.
Yeah.
So that says you can do a marathon at 3:15.
Because
you've done that in training.
Yeah.
So she set off a bit slower. But I looked at her splits after the race.
Yeah.
She was coming like a train at the end.
Yeah.
She was just played it perfectly.
Yeah.
So she's going to be fast if she wants to next year, but she's an international athlete.
Yeah.
She knows her body really, really well.
Yeah.
And she knows about pain and how to run through it.
So I suppose if you are an athlete, you get to that balance. But that balance point isn't as complicated. That kind of zen moment where your left brain and your right brain, your... Just keep swimming.
Yes.
Loose, yeah. A meditative run.
Yes.
It's completely in touch with you. How fast am I going? How long will it take? How much energy have I got left?
Yeah, they monitor it constantly,
They're not in conflict, really.
No.
You should be able to do both at once.
She ran her last kilometre in like 4:06 or something.
Yeah.
She's pretty sharpish at the end of a marathon.
Yeah, when you talk about kilometres, I almost understand.
Yeah, well, that's about... It's about 6:20 last mile.
Ooh,
so
yeah, that counts. I understand.
You're motoring.
I preferred it when I didn't understand.
You just timed it by 1.5 and add a bit for a mile time.
Yeah. So you take the initial number and then divide it by...
Put it up top.
4 and put it over 1.
Yeah.
And then subtract the number you first thought.
Subtract what you are dividing by upside down and multiply.
Susan sits on Peter's left.
Then times it by 10 at the end.
How many buckets?
And then you got it.
How many buckets of water would you need?
How many apples has Graham nicked from his granddad?
That was more like a mathathon.
I liked the kilometre thing when I was running because it breaks it down into smaller units.
Yeah.
But it's each to his own, isn't it? Some people, I've run marathons before without a watch.
Yeah.
And just spent the whole time confused.
Yeah. Did you run?
How fast are you going, mate?
Did you run in the right direction? Yeah. Like the Monty Python upper class twits race.
Yeah, just set up, just get immediately lost.
Just start running and hope for the best.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com.
real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Come out of Finsbury Park, crossing green lanes, and we're going to get on the canal.
Oh, I like it.
A new river path.
Like you, show me all the routes.
I'll show you all the nice places. Which was nice, is Finsbury Park or Highbury Field? That's the question. They'd both be nice today. They're not in competition with each other.
There we go.
Great.
Yes.
In February, I was coming up Green Lanes to go and do jury service in Wood Green. So to be here now in the sunshine going for a run is it's nicer.
Yeah, we've run here before, haven't we?
We have. In fact, this is the only place I've ever fallen over. When I was in training for my first marathon, I ran here when it was muddy, which I would normally avoid. But I needed it to make a nice long run, you know. And I went over a couple of times, I had a good laugh. But looking at it now, I think I've done all right.
Yeah.
I'm putting the kibosh on it
ropey,
now.
Isn't it?
This is lovely, isn't it?
The canal was nice, yeah.
Slightly scared of the witch and wizard on the right.
Yeah, it's full of characters. That was a pretty bleak scenario, wasn't it?
It was, wasn't it?
Definitely some heavy drugs going on there.
Yeah. There's a man with his coat and his face, presumably lighting
some kind of crack pipe or
something. Which is nice. Got to take the rough with the smith.
10:30 Tuesday morning, get your crack pipe out.
I think they're in that last photo I took. I think this is wonderfully picturesque. Those two dark figures on the right. I didn't realise quite how dark those figures were.
Oh, bless them. What a weird life, isn't it?
Yeah, and the funny
different
thing
types. Come for a run, mate. Come for a jog. Just jog 100 metres and see how it feels.
But you've got to allow for it in London, isn't there? There's everything here. Oh, yeah, funny enough, because we're going to come round and get to the newly redone. Newly re-landscaped and loads of money spent on the nature reserve.
What, Clissold?
Oh, the reservoirs.
All right, the reservoir, yeah.
And I like this bit because they haven't done it and it's all grassy. And
yeah.
But, you know, that's why this is where the people come to take drugs. So, you know, six to one.
Yeah.
Half dozen of the other.
They're going to get a shock, these, aren't they? Walking in the opposite direction. Hey. Nice
old couple with a little dog,
and just walking in
unless
the direction
to
of
the
crack.
Yes. Might be off there to score a couple of rocks.
Fetch! He's come back with a crack pipe.
And here's some runners. Thank goodness.
Normality.
We got the platform. They can stand a little bit.
Oh, we can get through that. We don't need to.
Oh yeah, just thought it might be fun. Oh, I'm going to fall and break my leg.
Ironic.
It's a good, this is a canal, but it's elevated. Nice bit of engineering, good views.
So are we going to do that? What's that nutty race in the middle of the night? We need to look at some races we're going to do this summer, some different ones.
Yeah, 10Ks, 5Ks. Someone said about doing the City Mile.
I didn't think we're around for it.
A mile race sounds interesting. It's short, isn't it? So it's basically,
I'd like to do that.
It's a long sprint.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in Edinburgh, but you should do it.
I might do that one, yeah.
You should get in that and report to us.
Yeah. Get my racing flats on.
How fast? Could we run a mile at our best? So I said, run a mile as fast as you can right now. What are you talking, 6:30?
No, way faster.
Yeah?
Yeah.
See, I don't think I could because I don't think my speed range is that huge.
No, but when you do, if you've done a park run in 1948.
Yeah. No, it was only last year.
Yeah, but that's 3 6. But that's 3 6:20s.
Okay.
Mile. So.
Okay. So we're talking 6:15.
So I reckon you could run one flat out in about 6:05.
Right.
If you went flat for it.
No, not that tall.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to have to be my height, and it's going to have to be in 2016. If I was 6 or 5 and running in 1948.
You could have...
I mean, I'd have to be...
I don't think they had minutes and seconds in 1948.
I say, look here. You're from the future, aren't you? Yes, but I'm not as tall as this there.
Here comes 1948. I reckon I could run one flat out in about 5:35, 5:40. But I'd like to be able to do that faster.
You should get on that City Mile. That's a good plan.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go for it, yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be good fun. It'd be hilarious.
Got some fairly serious road crossing to do now. But then we'll be back on the canal. There we go. We made it! We made it!
The thing about a mile race is that when you run a mile race fast, the third lap is like the wall.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
I can imagine that. I get tired pretty quick on a park run when I'm going at a good pace.
Yeah.
Well, a mile's not nothing, is it?
It's what, mate?
A mile's not nothing.
Not if you do it, if you kind of do it fast, no.
You look at those, you know, I always think, we've talked about it before, the kids run around the athletics track as fast as they can.
Yeah.
100 metres is 100 metres for a reason. That is sprint distance.
Yeah.
Even 400 metres, you're going to know it. There's an element of sustaining it.
Yeah. Any distance that you try to run fast is hard work, isn't it, if you're racing it. So, but a mile is a real test, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we have, as animals, we kind of have the capacity to be cheaters and go sprinting off the blocks, or to be, I don't know what animals would do it, wild dogs,
yeah,
and just run at the same speed for days and days on end. But there's a difference between the two things.
When you said cheaters, and I thought about that girl from Towie running.
Yeah, just duck under the fence.
And just doing one lap and then dumping under into the fourth.
And just assuming that no one will notice because everyone in the world must be as stupid as you.
What? What do you mean? I'm really tired.
Ultimately, I think it's important for the...
I've run a mile.
The only way is Essex contingent to understand that
we have
there
absolute
are
consent
actually
for them.
Other ways.
What, I'm famous with no discernible talent? What? It's just me being me. Have I been stupid? I just limped over. How did they know?
Look at that. Look there. Look, there's the shard. Necklace up. Oh, that is one nice picture and a good excuse for me to stop for a minute. It's still building. It's noisy, isn't it? That's so a great view across the lake to the city.
This is the back of the reservoir here in
this is East Reservoir, which is the Nature Reserve one.
Right.
And then we'll go past the West Reservoir, which is the boating lake. It's all very nice.
Very nice.
How are you feeling? How are your limbs?
I think my limbs feel fine, yeah. I feel a little bit beat up, but I'm okay, though.
Yeah.
I feel fine, yeah.
Well, I did loads of... upper body exercise yesterday for the first time in, 6 months.
Yeah.
A bunch of, like, press-ups and chin-ups and...
crunches.
And planking and stuff. And I've never done a burpee. I was reading about them the other day. I don't think I'll ever do one. Do you know why?
Why?
Because they're called burpees.
Yeah, no, you're right.
It just sounds the flatulence of... the mouth flatulence you would get after having a slush puppy too fast.
Yes.
And that's not exercise.
I think I'm...
By the way, just then a bird tooted and you got out of the way thinking it was a bike or something, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah.
You got out of the way of a coot.
I'm delirious.
Get over, Rob. There's a coot coming through.
So you're... I think I'm going to plank. I'm going to stretch a bit. I might get into yoga when I go into that incredibly posh spa clinic facility.
Yeah, yeah. Or Pilates. Great for your core.
Yeah. Might do Pilates.
Yeah, I mean, I'm planking. I think the planking's really good. I really do. And I'm just gradually building it back up. I did a week of minutes last week.
Yeah.
We had a week of 90 seconds this week. And once I get, I know I can get it back up to 3. But if I can build up to 5 or something, that'd be great. But I'm going to start side planking as well. I don't think I'm going to bother with the side crunches. I don't think I'd do them well enough to have any effect.
I don't even know what that means.
Side crunches. You know, like sort of sit-ups.
Right.
With your knees up.
Yeah.
And you twist so that you're...
All right.
So you do sort of opposing chest to opposing knee.
Right.
Like footballers in when they're on the news.
Okay.
They're always doing that.
Side crunch.
But I think if you do them... Bah! That's a bloke just walking past me.
He was...
Bah! He basically leant into my face.
I think he did that deliberately.
And said, bah!
That's
my microphone.
This is nice. Of the side crunch.
We're coming from... East Reservoir to West Reservoir, and this is all a bit beautiful here. Look at that.
It's cold stunlock, you're thinking
about it. Check it out. Sorry nice. For this. I got to do a little
the
bit.
The healing of sound of running water.
Yeah, making me want a really big wee.
I like planking when I've just put the kettle on.
Yeah, yeah.
So you don't have to plan your moment for plank. You can just nick it at odd moments during the day.
That's right. I planked in the dressing room in Edinburgh. Yeah. And the only thing you've got to worry about is someone walking in.
Yeah.
And going, what are you playing at? But I'm used to that. I also do, I've got the security gate on the front of my house which I can do chin-ups off.
Right.
And I always, I mean, luckily I'm doing chin-ups for what, 10 seconds?
Yeah.
Because they're really hard.
Chin-ups are crazy.
Yeah, yeah. I can sort of do 5.
Right. Well, that's
but
great.
But on that 5, the first and last one are mildly compromised. Yeah. I jump into the first one and the last one is like, oh!
I can only do 10 one-handed, so I need to build those up.
All right, Jack Palance.
I can't do one, mate. I can't do a single chin-up, to be fair.
No, they're really hard.
They're really tough.
Oh, and the other thing I tried to do when I was doing those, it was quite good in a way. It made me feel that being able to do those 5 chin-ups is not nothing. Is I turn my hands round.
Yeah.
So my palms are away from me.
Yes.
And put my hands slightly further apart.
Yeah.
And try to do them that way round.
Air out.
See Jason Bourne doing those on the boat in the Bourne Identity. And yeah, I can't do one. That's,
no, they're really
nigh on impossible.
Yeah.
So I'll keep you posted on whether I ever manage to do one of those. But that's my new regimen. Back to the press-ups I used to do.
Yeah.
Back to the planking I used to do.
So how many, a few times a week sort of thing?
3 times a week.
Right.
I would normally do it...
On your off days when you...
After a run. No, I would do it after the run.
Right.
So it's a full session running and exercise.
Right.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday. But this week, this is the Tuesday when we're doing now. I probably won't run again until Friday.
Right.
I did these exercises yesterday and I'll do them tomorrow and I'll do them after the run on Friday. And I should be looking like not Henry Cavill, but Addy Superman and Superman 3 in time to win the Yorkshire Marathon. What do you think of my plan?
I think it's worth a bet.
Yep. We should do some running along the way as well.
And you're after... You want to try and see whether you can get back to, you know, your 3.15s.
Yeah.
Between 3.10 and 3.15 for Yorkshire sort of thing.
It's all about the splits, isn't it? I mean, Yorkshire in 3.14.07. The thing is, I don't know how far I ran. At like 7.10. But I ran a really long way at 7.10.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, I went a bit too fast. Maybe got a 6.45 mile once or twice there.
Yeah.
But basically, clicking them off, bop, 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 bop.
Yeah.
For a long way.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know, 2/3 of the thing.
Right.
And then I slowed down. But when I slowed down, I kept on running.
You didn't slow down by
my slowest mile was 8.30.
Yeah, that's fine.
So that's what I've got to take the run I've got and stretch it.
Yeah.
But like you say, one of the ways to stretch it is to get out there and do it. But you've got to add all those things that build your strength. Running faster, running shorter, running up and down hills.
Just running more.
Running more.
Yeah.
But yeah, running more I can do. Running more is what I did before.
Yeah.
I think if I want to feel super strong, I've got to also change the arsenal. And like I say, that's new for me. The idea of...
Thinking.
Doing different things.
Yeah.
Yeah, thinking.
Yeah, thinking.
Because I like... That's the essence of running for me, is I just... I'm like a wind-up toy. I wind it up, I put it on the ground and just let it go.
Yeah.
And that's me.
Well, it's like you're on some runs where you're not thinking, and then... But part of it... If you're at all concerned about getting a bit quicker...
I said, I'm not tall. I can't be 6'5".
You need to...
Oh no, you got me really tense here now.
No, you just need to run more.
Yeah, that's right.
You need to run.
but you should get a marathon in for the autumn. You could get one in there somewhere.
I don't know whether I'm going to be able to. And also, I want to do Chicago next year. I'm going to do London and Chicago next year.
Chicago?
Yeah.
My kind of town.
Chicago. So that, I'm going to do that next autumn, and that's going to be the big try and run it super, super fast.
Yeah.
I'm basically in an 18-month cycle of build-up to Chicago next year.
Yeah, and also, you had a great London, whereas I've got something to prove, you know. I've come off it thinking, oh, I can do better than that, so I do this, and this. You've got the rather difficult psychological challenge of thinking, that went pretty well.
Yeah.
I think my Yorkshire PB knocked me off high achievement for a good 18 months.
Yeah.
Did you let yourself off?
Well, it's actually given me a bit of hope of that there's still some improvement left in the tank, you know.
Yeah. No, well, I think we can improve. And again, getting right to the heart of it is, on a dark day, you think to yourself, oh, not getting any younger.
Yeah.
Probably won't be able to do what I did before. It's just negative thinking. Let's ignore it, because one, you can certainly do better than you're doing. I mean, when I say you, I mean one. I'm not putting it on you. And two, what does it matter?
You know? It doesn't really.
If we're running in our 70s, we'll be running slower.
Of course.
But we'll be having a good time.
Yeah.
The podcast will be probably a horrible
slightly
listen.
Slightly more pedestrian.
I mean, really kind of like a sort of 45-minute croak.
More hawking and spitting than they are now.
Yeah. So,
but that thing of like getting faster with age, because you never know how fast you could have been anyway, because you never train that hard enough.
Yeah, yeah.
You're constantly thinking, do you know what I mean? I can improve by training more, but it is a balance, because you do get more tired.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to Clissold Park here. We went round Clissold Park the other day, and we've done 5 miles, so let's just go straight through, shall we?
Yeah, okay.
Straight through. It's quite nice actually going straight through.
What's just up here?
No, this way.
All right, okay.
Slight uphill, up through the middle of the park, because it's all gorgeous, all trees coming in.
I love Clissold, yeah.
There's Roman candle flowers on this massive horse chestnut just as we come in. It's really a great park. And well used as well. If you get weather like this on the weekend, it's hilarious, Clissold Park. It's like Glastonbury.
Yeah.
You get, at the end of the day, it's just It's like a bit in Wayne's World 2 where the sad Native American from the adverts comes and looks at the rubbish and cries one tiny tear.
I've spent a lot of time in this park with the kids. It's beautiful, isn't it?
This is the log me and the kids hit at the beginning of autumn. I said, hey, let's jump on this log for old times. And we did, and then we woke up all the wasps in it. And they stung all of us. And my children were going, this is so awful. I admit it. Us getting on that log was a bad idea.
So you've got a good time, and I've got a good time. I've got to go to Derby Comedy Festival.
Ah, that's a bit of an oxymoronic comedy festival.
Yeah, the word, use of the expression, I've got to go. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
But it's a long way, isn't it? Especially when I drove back from Yorkshire yesterday.
Well, were you having a holiday weekend in Yorkshire?
No, I did gigs and relatives.
And what were the gigs?
The gigs were great. The gigs were like Leeds, York, Hull. They were all fantastic. I absolutely
loved
them.
We get around, don't we?
Yeah.
I wonder if listening to this and listening to me listening to us doing this, I always wonder if somehow we need to run because of all the blooming touring. That you kind of have this natural urge to just be moving around all the time.
But it's funny though, because when I'm running, obviously you're moving, but I feel totally still as well. Simultaneously, it feels like it's sort of bedding me in.
And when you're in the car, that's often the same as that, but that's because of traffic.
Yeah. But do you know what I mean, though?
Yeah,
it feels
absolutely.
Like you're, it feels more sort of a secure.
It's meditation, isn't it?
Yeah.
Meditation. Ooh, meditation. Meditation. That's right. Second record breaker's reference to the run. Just in case anyone was in any doubt that I was less than 40.
And that's right. It's nice to get out for a run without your watch on and just chill in the woods, isn't it? And just sort of let it go.
I've got phones in both my hands.
Yeah, yeah. That's more for the podcast, isn't it?
Yeah.
And we need to a shout out to people on the podcast. Say, who do they want us to get in as guests? Because we're going to be starting to think of guests soon.
No, that's a really good point.
People in.
We've got a few people in mind. We've got a few people lined up. But we want your input on that.
Yeah.
And similarly, this is it. We're meeting later this week to talk about what runs we're going to be doing, what guests we're going to be talking to, and we'd love your input. So tell us about your...
We want guests. Some guests just from the running community are real characters.
Yeah.
We're going to be chatting to comics and famous-y types who have got into
running. Guys have got to be able to keep up with us whilst talking. So that narrows it right down, doesn't it, Paul?
I think some of them will be like, it'd be great if we could get McIntyre to come along for a 1 mile run.
Just to interrupt, going past the gym there. We're going past the gym here. They've got running machines outside.
Wow.
I can never get my head around that.
No.
I'm sure people have their reasons, but why would you go on a running machine outside when you could just run outside?
That's crazy, isn't it?
Is that us?
It's funny seeing yourself in the mirror, isn't it? When you
I was going to take a photo and then I saw it and realised
it.
I
look quite really don't want to. My legs, but anyway. So, but, so people like who can't run much, it'd be good if I could persuade old McIntyre to come for a mile run.
Yeah.
Just a little jokey one, or people aren't so fit. But it'd be nice to get your runners, your people who are really into it. Like, I really want to get Ronnie O'Sullivan.
Yeah, yeah. And
he's
also,
he's great at running.
We've got to get run out with the Leicester team.
Oh, yeah, Vardy's up for it.
Vardy, Reg Varney. He's up for it. And, as I say, what runs we should be doing, you know.
Quirky little summer runs we're looking for.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah. Bit of off-roading. 10Ks, 5Ks, 1K. You want to do any 500-metre or 1K runs, I'd be banging to those.
Quirky little trail runs.
Yeah. If you're planning on running for a bus soon, or you could wait outside your house and run with you.
But this feels all right. This is the longest run I've done since London.
Oh, when the weather's like this and you're in the places like we've been today.
It's a joy, isn't it?
Feels good. I did remember that I ran a half 2 weeks after my last marathon.
Yeah.
I did enjoy it. I was scared. It really worried me. But then when I did it, I felt mainly the fitness of having trained and done a marathon rather than the weakness of...
Yes, yeah.
But you can... The trick of it is that you can feel both at once.
Yeah.
Because they're at different levels, different depths, if you will.
It's not balance, yeah.
When I very first started running, we're on my road now. I used to get to this bit.
Yeah.
I think, I'll sprint home from here. It's horrific. It just doesn't work for me, that sprint finish.
What, sprint at the end?
Oh, gosh. That nearly put me off the whole thing.
I really find it funny, those people who you go for a run with them and then they sprint off at the end. It's a bit bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah. That, I can promise you that will never happen with me. Yeah, he thought that was funny too.
Ronnie Clifton.
Yeah, so we want ideas for runs. We want ideas for guests. We want to come and see you, want to hear what you're up to. And as usual, keep on keeping in touch. Spread the word.
And spread the gospel.
Look at the pictures. We've got the pictures are on Facebook and they're on Acast. And we're on Twitter, we're on Compod. We occasionally put pictures on Instagram when they're very pretty.
When we can work out how to use it.
Yeah, yeah. And
which is something I've yet to get my head around.
I'll show you. Yeah, if you're talking to us on Twitter, it's me.
But I sometimes get on and talk as myself.
Yes, then if you're talking on Twitter, then it's you.
Yeah.
And whereas on the Facebook, we've got a brilliant... You can easily tell which of us is talking.
Might you be around for a gentle park run on Saturday?
On Saturday? No, I don't think so, I'm afraid.
You're away.
I've got to get in Exeter on Saturday night, on Friday night. And then
yeah, it's too far.
Bugbrook on Saturday night, and I've got to work out if Bugbrook is fictional and where it is.
Yeah.
But it could happen. If I'm feeling very keen and like sleep is my enemy, maybe we'll get to the park run. Could happen. But if you're doing a park run this week, God, enjoy it. I do miss them. I'll do it if I can. But that was lovely, wasn't it?
Lovely.
Lovely. Yeah, as we say, get in touch. Ronnie Comtry, thanks very much. With
Paul Tompkinson. Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well,
HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Gap Deering. Gap. 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 Gap.